We're looking closer at Milwaukee's executive city budget proposal for 2021 here on The Morning Show. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett presented his proposed budget to the city's Common Council on Tuesday. His feelings on the state legislature's role in these tough economic times?
The dynamic the state has created is unsustainable. But right now, we have to face the immediate fiscal reality, a reality that none of us relishes.
Milwaukeeans, what do you think of the proposed budget? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Allison Durr covers city and county government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Allison, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
So spending cuts is top line here in this budget. What is contributing to the need to cut back significantly on the city budget?
Well, I really think of the challenges the city is facing as existing in three separate pots. So there's the revenue challenge that anytime you talk with somebody from the city, they almost immediately go back to. And this is the relationship with the state that Mayor Tom Barrett referenced in the clip that you played. So, you know, they're looking at challenges in terms of raising revenue, because of state-imposed limits on that ability at the local government level. They're also looking at, flat shared revenue payments from the state. So that's a longer-standing issue. The second kind of challenge that the city is facing is this pension obligation. So in 2023, the city is looking at a really significant anticipated jump in its annual pension contribution. And the reason that that's relevant today is because they're trying to set aside millions of dollars to kind of smooth this jump between 2022 and 2023. So the budget this year reflects an $8 million, setting aside $8 million for the pension reserve fund in order to kind of start saving to
meet those obligations.
Yes. And then in 2020, we have the coronavirus pandemic and the economic fallout, marches for racial justice. Those are very 2020 specific, but those are also in play here.
All right. Well, let's circle back then to the pension costs increasing. What is happening there? Why are those costs going up?
So in 2023, the city's actuary estimates that Milwaukee could be facing a contribution that more than doubles from about $70 million to potentially $190 million. The city budget office uses a different set of assumptions, and they put that increase at about $160 million. There are a number of reasons that this is increasing, but it's driven by a drop in the anticipated future earnings on the city's pension fund, in addition to other factors.
This budget would also decrease the police department by 120 positions. What is behind that decision?
I think it's really a fiscal decision. The Milwaukee Police Department in the 2020 budget was about 46% of the general fund. So that is a huge budget for the city. And I think that's why you're seeing those cuts coming out of the police department. And this also follows the 60 police officer position cut, also through attrition, in 2020. So you're seeing kind of 2 years of cuts in the police department.
We've also heard from activists, though, amid the protests and Black Lives Matter movement, calling for the end of police brutality and for the city to address racism. Does this decision relate to those calls as well? Is there a connection?
You know, I think when I had talked with Mayor Barrett, he had said that he's trying to balance this desire to have a police department that's more in tune with the community and at the same time have a police department with the resources to address concerns related to, crimes such as reckless driving, burglaries, other challenges that the city is facing. So I think this is primarily a fiscal a fiscal decision just because of the pressures that the city is facing financially.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Allison Durr, who covers city and county government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're looking at the proposed 2021 budget. What questions do you have about Milwaukee's fiscal challenges? Do you support raising Milwaukee County sales tax to support public services? 800-642-1234 is where we're at for conversation. So, Allison, circling back to that revenue pot and issues with the state, both the mayor and the Common Council president pointed to the state legislature's role in this and in the financial hurdles here. What is going on?
Well, local leaders at the city and county level had last year requested that the state allow a 1% sales tax referendum to go before voters. That that did not pass at the state legislature. So, that challenge kind of continues today, where they're not able to raise that, raise that revenue. But then they also have these flat shared revenue payments from the state. And so between those two, they're facing some significant challenges.
The city's tax levy, though, would increase. Is that right, under this proposal?
Yep. The city's tax levy would increase 2.8% to $299.2 million. And then residents would also see increased fees in addition.
There's also a proposed fee for street lighting. What is the reasoning behind this? How would that work?
I think how it would work is something that is still being hashed out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But this is a, it would be a new fee for street lighting kind of that would apply both to property owners that normally pay taxes and those who don't. And that's an effort to fund the street lighting. It would, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, result in $10 million going to the Department of Public Works. And that would be a new fee for city residents.
And then there is the issue of housing, which Mayor Barrett has really wanted to focus on. What is, under this proposal, a plan to strengthen housing?
Yeah, this is a part of the budget that Mayor Barrett has called a bright light. It's $6.5 million from a tax incremental financing district north of downtown that has reached the end of its life. So the city is looking at using that funding to strengthen housing and make homeownership more accessible in the city by using a provision in state law that allows them to extend the life of this TIF district for 1 year and put those resources toward housing. Otherwise, they could close the district and add its increased value to the property tax base.
So in this economic era of COVID-19, is there anything here that really pops out to you because you see a direct tie to the pandemic?
I think the challenges that the city has faced in the pandemic are part of this budget. Local governments have been hit pretty hard by the pandemic and the economic fallout, and Milwaukee is really no different.
So as we noted, this is a proposed budget from the mayor. Can you help us understand how this budget, where it goes, what happens next?
The mayor proposed the budget on Tuesday, and now it's in the hands of the Milwaukee Common Council. So they will start their budget deliberations, and those will continue throughout the month of October. I should note that there's a public hearing on the proposed budget on October 6th, so that's an opportunity for the public to weigh in. And then budget adoption day is November 6th. So what we're going to see over the course of October is the Finance Committee, which is chaired by Alderman Michael Murphy, going department by department and really getting into the nuances of the budget. And then you'll see committee make amendments to that budget before it is adopted on November 6th.
Do you anticipate there will be, we talked about the attrition in the police department. Are there any major cuts to positions?
Yeah, this proposed budget would cut 120 police officer positions through attrition. I think that's going to be a really big piece of this budget. There will be a lot of conversation at committee about how to approach the police department, how to approach that budget. The Common Council has also been exploring a 10% cut in the police department budget and kind of what that would mean, how that would happen. So, you know, this will definitely be something that comes up throughout the course of, throughout the course of budget deliberations. I think the question is whether, whether there's an appetite at council to cut more or try to restore some of those positions, and you know how that would play out either way.
Allison, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Allison Durr covers city and county government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's been reporting on the proposed city budget for 2021. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.